If you're standing at 425 6th Avenue, you've arrived at the Jefferson Market Library. Today, it is part of the New York Public Library System, but back in the day, it was known as the Jefferson Market Courthouse. The building previously housed a civil court, police court, and a brick basement that was used as a holding room for prisoners. As you can probably tell from the architecture, this building is not only stunning, but also well-known. Back in 1880, this building was voted as one of the top 10 most beautiful buildings in America by a poll of architects. Looks like New York City got a decent return on their $360,000 investment back in 1875. When the building was built, it was accompanied by a prison and market. The building was commissioned to be designed by Vaux and Withers. Calvert Vaux, however, was already building the American Museum of Natural History and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Clearly, his hands were already full of some other pretty impressive projects. His partner, English-born Frederick Clark Withers, had the same architectural background as Vaux. Therefore, his design style of High Victorian Gothic was very similar to the Ruskinian Gothic vibe that Vaux built back in the day. The building was created with lead glass, a steep roof, and plenty of gables and pinnacles. One of the most prominent architectural features of the building is the tower, which is over 171 feet tall. It was previously used as a fire watcher's balcony, and whenever the bell would ring, all volunteer firemen would gather. With a clock tower that makes any building look like a church, Withers determined to add other church-like touches to the building. However, the designs for these touches were not considered religious by depicting a scene from the iconic Merchant of Venice play written by Shakespeare. In addition, the building has stained glass windows and a fountain decorated with birds and animals. During its time as a courthouse, the building saw national attention during some prominent cases, including the trial for the murder of architect Stanford White, dubbed the Trial of the Century. In addition, the women who went on strike against the unfair working conditions at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company were held there at night when they were arrested. Interestingly, by 1927, the court was only used for trials of women, and in 1929, the co-ed prison and market were torn down and replaced with a women's detention center. The detention house was torn down in 1973 and replaced with a community garden. The old courthouse was converted into a library by architect Giorgio Cavaglieri, who also oversaw the Astor Library conversion. With all of that history and architectural detailing, good thing the building was not demolished back in 1958 as originally planned. In 1972, the building was listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and in 1977, it was declared as a National Historic Landmark. According to the New York Public Library System, it was likely the only Art Deco-style prison in the world.